Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
I want to be an encouragement today. You know, sometimes the preacher gets up and he's preaching on sin, and he preaches hard, and we get convicted, and that's all great, and that's all good. But I want to be an encouragement today to you. I want to be able to help you. We all go through valleys in life. Different times in our life, those valleys come, and I want to be able to encourage you in those valleys and be able to help you in those valleys. Pastor Bill, and we didn't talk about this because we just found out yesterday that we were preaching and doing Sunday school. He was down at Maranatha yesterday, but he talked even this morning about encouragement, and so that's what I want to kind of hit on today. At this point in history, Israel was not in a good position with God. King Ahab was the king, and you may know King Ahab with his infamous wife Jezebel. And so King Ahab was king of Israel at this time, and Ahab had done some horrible things as king. He led the people into idolatry. They worshipped Baal at this time. This is the same time that when Elijah comes on the mountainside, we all know that story, and called down fire from heaven. That was when King Ahab was on the throne. King Ahab is on the throne right now, leading the country into idolatry, the worship of Baal, the sacrificing of their children. They were not in a good place at all. And because of this sin, Israel was on a headlong course with judgment. Kind of a side note, America keeps aborting its babies and murdering its children. It's on a headlong course with judgment. God does not let that go unpunished. God did not let Israel go unpunished for what they did to their children. He will not let America go unpunished for what it's doing to its children as well. That's on the side. Important though. But God was not, it was not the time, was not at hand for Israel to be taken away into captivity. All right, so God preserves his people. And we come onto the scene here while Israel was under attack by their neighbors to the east. The neighbors to the east were the Syrians. And this first battle already took place. There was a battle that took place. The Syrians had come. They had enormous amounts of numbers compared to the Israelite army. The Israelite army numbered about 7,000. If you read earlier in the chapter, they numbered about 7,000. Where the Syrian army, there was about 32 different kings that had come to do battle with Israel. And they numbered in the hundreds of thousands. And so they came up on the mountainside. Israel defeated them on the mountain. God delivered the Syrians into the Israelites' hands there on the mountains. And I want to point out, and we're going to focus a little bit on the valleys this morning, but I also want to point out that the battles that are fought on the mountainsides, on the mountaintops, when things are going good, God still delivers those battles as well. And they were greatly outnumbered on the mountainside, but God delivered them from the Syrians. And in verse number 22, we find the Syrians would not accept that defeat real well. They were not happy about it, that these 7,000 Israelites on the mountainside had defeated their army of over 100,000 men. So they were not happy about it. So we find out that the Syrians are going to return again to fight them again, but they're going to have a different strategy this time. And as we look at the second battle, there's truths that I believe that will be an encouragement for us as believers in today, and for us as we go through trials today here on this earth. 1 Peter 1:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Satan is not our friend. He's not our friend. He's not your friend. The devil hates you. And sometimes we don't understand that completely. The devil hates you. He wants to do away with you. He wants to devour you. He wishes to destroy you. And if he can't obtain the victory in one area of your life because you're on the mountainside, he's going to change directions. He's going to switch up his game plan, and he's going to attack when you're in the valley. That's when he's going to try to do the battle there. The Syrians, they changed their attack. First, they tried on the mountaintop. Then they figured that that wasn't going to work, so their next battle, their next idea was to go ahead and attack it while have the battle while they were in the valley, while Israel was in the valley. And just as the Syrians were defeated and Israel obtained the victory, so you too can have victory in your Christian life. You can have the victory in your life when you're in the valleys. Let us understand this from this passage, that our God is God. We see this in the passage. This is the whole point of this whole passage. This whole battle that took place was to show that God is God. And He is the God on the mountainside, and He's also the God in the valley. And that's what He wanted to make evident to the entire world at this time. That's what He was showing at this time. So even though King Ahab wasn't a good king, it wasn't about King Ahab. At this point, it was about God. It was about God showing who He was, and that He was not just a God when things are going great. He's not just the God when you have blessings in your life, but He's also the God, your God, when you're in the valley and things are hard and it's difficult. He's still God. Verse number 23 says, "And the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, Their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we, but let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they." Syrians make a serious mistake here. See, at this time, there's a lot of superstition in the world. There still is. They believed that if one nation prevailed over top of another nation, that meant that that nation's God was better or stronger or better than their God. And because the battle took place on the mountaintop, it only seemed logical to them that Israel's God must be a God of the mountains. That must be where He dwells. So that's where Israel is strong. So they logically say that we got to get them off the mountain. We got to fight them in the valley rather than on the mountainside. And so this, they kind of switch up their game plan, and they believe that they would be able to defeat them in the valley. So the strategy changes. Get Israel into the valley where they can defeat them. It's a serious miscalculation on the part of the Syrians. This is one of the devil's biggest moves against us. Satan understands that we are dangerous when we're on the mountaintop. It is hard for Satan to defeat a Christian who's excited for the things of the Lord, who's living on Glory Boulevard, if you will. Everything's going right. Their life is right. They're in fellowship with God. They're in sweet communion with Him. They're doing the things that God would have them to do. And so the devil knows that it's difficult to win that battle. So that's not when he attacks. He attacks when things are tough, when the Christian is down. He tries to get you in the valley when things are at their most difficult. That's when Satan's going to attack. When you're hurting in ways that you've never imagined, you've lost loved ones, you're in physical pain, emotional pain, financial distress, family disorder, that's when Satan attacks. When you're in the valley, when things are tough. This is what he did to Job, right? He tried to squeeze Job and get him to forsake God. But the harder he squeezed Job, the more Job praised God. Job was in a valley. He lost everything, all of his possessions, all of his things, all of his family, his children. He lost them all. And he tried to squeeze Job, and the more he squeezed, the more Job praised God. And when you're in the valley of life, when the devil has you down, when things don't seem to be going right, that's when he starts squeezing. And if you start praising God, he's not going to like that. That pressure and that squeezing is going to stop, because he knows that by you praising God, God is getting the glory and God is getting the praise, and everyone sees that it's God that's working. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want that. He wants to squeeze you, and he wants to get you discouraged. And if he's able to squeeze you and he gets you to despair, discouragement, he gets you grumbling, he gets you murmuring, complaining, he allows bitterness to creep into your heart, you better beware, because the pressure is going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming, and it's going to keep coming. He's going to squeeze for everything that it's worth. The idea here is that Satan knows we are hard to get when we're on the mountain. So he assumes when we're in the valley, we're going to be easier to defeat. And although, sadly, it's true, most times, Christians, we fail in the valley, right? When things are hard, we've lost loved ones, friends, financial problems, marital problems, right? That's when we fail, and we take our eyes off God. And Satan understands that, and that's what he tries to do. He tries to get you discouraged, and if he can get you discouraged, he can defeat you. And if he can get you defeated, he can take the victory from you and smother the light of the Lord from your hearts. That's what he tries to do. That's his game plan. It really is that simple. When you're in the valleys, that's when he's fighting the most. And if you develop a woe is me attitude where everything is wrong and everything is horrible, you're easy prey for the devil. Every single time you're easy prey for the devil. Whenever there's a valley, he knows that he can attack and you're going to stumble and fall. Every single time. Turn to Philippians in chapter 4 and verses 6 through 9. We see the attitude that we need to develop as Christians in order that so that we are in the valley, we're able to withstand the devil and his temptations and his trials that come along with him. Philippians in chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 6 through 9. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." That's the attitude that we need to have as Christians when the valley comes. It's not easy to do, because you don't get a chance to practice that attitude until you're in the valley. That's when you get a chance to. You can't practice it anywhere else. You can prepare for it by studying God's word, by practicing that when you're on the mountainside, but you don't get a chance to practice it until you are in the valley. And sometimes those valleys are deep and they're hard, but God's there with you. He's there with you all the time. The Syrians, they made a big blunder challenging God. Like I said, God did not give King Ahab the victory because he was a good king, because he was not. We see that throughout Scripture as his life unfolds in writ for us. He gave him the victory to show the whole world who was God. You go through valleys in your lifetime. You go through hard times and difficult times. We can show the world who God is when we're in the valley. When everything's going right, the world doesn't really pay attention. But when things are going wrong and it's difficult in your life, that's when they're watching. And that's when we can show them who God is. That's when we can give praise to whom it is due. And that's what we need to do as Christians. There was something that the Syrians did not take into account. God was greater than they thought he was. He sent a prophet to Ahab and let Ahab know that he is God of the mountain and he's also God in the valley, and that Ahab was to go down into the valley and show the Syrians how big God actually was. And Israel is about to go down into the valley and face the enemy, and they were going to get the victory because their God was bigger than any valley that they may face. And I want to remind you of this. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what valleys you may have. But God is bigger than any valley that you may be going through. He's bigger than any valley. Whether you suffer from anxiety and worry, God's bigger than that. Heartache and pain, God's bigger than that. Physical ailments, God is bigger than that.